New York Eric Adams, Budget Cuts for Voters, Payouts for Biden's Migrants. By Neil Monroe on November 17, 2023. New York Mayor Eric Adams says he must cut spending on ordinary New Yorkers because the city's law prioritizes funding for President Joe Biden's economic migrants. "We must close a $7 billion budget gap in the coming fiscal year," he said in a speech to city residents, adding, "That is the reality we are facing, and if the circumstances don't change dramatically, city agencies will be forced to reduce city funding spending by 5% two more times in the next 6 months. That will mean disruptions to the services you all rely on." Under the headline "Eric Adams Slashes Budgets for Police, Libraries, and Schools," the New York Times reported, "The budget cuts would bring the number of police department officers below 30,000 for the first time since the 1980s. Slash the education department budget by $1 billion over 2 years and delay the rollout of composting in the Bronx and Staten Island, one of the mayor's signature initiatives to address rats and climate change. The cuts would also weaken two popular programs, summer school and universal pre-kindergarten." Biden's very unpopular migration has delivered more than 100,000 migrants into New York. The city's laws and lobby groups ensure that the migrants get shelter and food costing up to $400 per day, forcing the taxpayer costs above $12 billion. Those costs are being paid by diverting funds from programs for ordinary Americans, such as policing and schools. But New York Democrats refuse to change the laws or raise taxes, and instead insist that U.S. taxpayers from outside New York pay the bills while the city's insiders pocket the profits from illegal migration. Related, Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. The insiders include real estate donors, the teachers' union, and myriad nonprofit groups that also provide political volunteers in election campaigns. In turn, the spending is backed by local business elites and the establishment media. Adams also wants the bill to be paid by taxpayers outside New York. "We cannot afford to be divided as a city in this moment. We must come together to speak with one voice to Albany and Washington, D.C. to get the taxpayer support we need." GOP donors also back the spending, in part, because it drives up real estate values and rents, while also cutting wages for ordinary working Americans. In August, the bipartisan elite members of a New York group, titled Partnership for New York City, demanded Americans submit to the lucrative infusion of illegal migrant workers, renters, and consumers. "There is a compelling need for expedited processing of asylum applications and work permits for those migrants who meet federal eligibility standards," said the group's August 28 letter to the White House and Congress. The 120 signatories added, "We write to support the request made by New York Governor Kathy Hochul for federal funding for educational, housing, security, and health care services to offset the costs that local and state governments are incurring with limited federal aid." The group did not call for higher taxes on the employers and investors who gain from the inflow of migrants. The CEOs and investors in the partnership run Goldman Sachs, the BlackRock investment firm, the city's real estate companies, and many other companies that profit from the city's inflow of cheap and compliant migrants. For decades, the city's elite has worked with progressives to use migration as a way to squeeze out the city's middle class from income and political power. The result has been a dramatic shrinkage in the city's middle class, many of whom have fled to other states. Related, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, "Migrant crisis will destroy New York City." Unsurprisingly, polls show that Biden's flood of wealth-shifting migrants is very unpopular among voters. An October poll, for example, showed that 54% of residents in New York say migration has been a burden while only 32% say migration is a benefit.